Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Scormus.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice podcast. I'm your host, Scormus. Now, today, if you live in America, is 420 Day, April 20th, which is the unofficial weed holiday. And, yeah, I figured it was worth a mention today because I want to talk about drugs and alcohol as they are portrayed in video games. Now, a lot of people think that drug content and alcohol content in video games is inappropriate. And I'm going to say that's not really true. Because, you know, a lot of people like to scream out the, we have to think of the children. Won't you think of the children? Sure. But hey, they're not my children. They're your children. How about you as a parent think about your children and actually pay attention to what they're playing? Look into it. And those games are clearly marked, whether they have alcohol or drugs or sex or violence. And if you feel it's inappropriate, don't buy it for them. Don't let them play it. Don't turn your Xbox into a babysitter. Huh? How about that? How about not letting or making, forcing the game industry to comply to your standards? Okay? So that your little Johnny doesn't see someone using drugs or drinking. It might give them wrong ideas while you're off doing whatever you're doing, having a nice cocktail after work. And I guarantee you little Johnny's paying more attention to what you're doing, Mom and Dad, than what's on the video game. Just saying. But now that that rant's out of the way, because it's kind of obligatory, personally, I think the use of drugs and alcohol in video games, for the most part, is gratuitous and not useful. Now, this might come off as a little bit of a rant against the industry, but, or that maybe I'm a prude, but I guarantee you I'm not. Sure, it's been a long time since I've used any sort of illicit sort of substance other than alcohol. I don't drink very much. My liver's not very good, so I don't have a whole lot of fun. I get very, very sick if I drink. So that's kind of out the window. And I haven't smoked weed in almost 23 years. I can distinctly remember the last time I smoked. It was my bachelor party, just before I got married, 23 years ago this week. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I have a problem with it. I live in Oregon. We legalized it. I voted in favor of legalizing it. So, yeah, I personally think we should legalize most drugs. But that's neither here nor there. That's about society. That's not about video games. My problem is that I feel that game developers throw too many drug references into games. And maybe they aren't trying to do it on purpose, but I guarantee you most of them are. Because, sure, they could use herb as the item for healing, or they could use any number of other things as the item for healing in a video game, let's say RPGX. But they chose to go with medicinal herb because, well, there are lots of medicinal herbs, but also because they know there's a whole subculture of game players who are going to go, he's healing, he's got the weed, you know, he's using the herb, wink, wink, to heal. Yeah. And they totally get on board with that because they're stoners and they're not really good with the critical thought. Okay? No offense, but you're not. When you're stoned, you're not exactly thinking clearly. Let's be honest here. Anyway, point is, it's clearly a nod towards the drug subculture. And yeah, I know that sounds like I'm totally on the side of prissy pants or let's think of the children, but I'm not. I think they're stupid too. Is there sometimes when a video game should have references to drugs and alcohol in them? Absolutely. GTA, any of the Grand Theft Auto games? Absolutely. It fits with the idiom. And any sort of game like that, sure, totally have no problem with that. Or, let's be honest, Lord of the Rings Online would not be Lord of the Rings Online if they did not have references to pipeweed, which is in the original books from the Shire. It's kind of an important thing in the books. But it's not really about drugs, okay? It's tobacco. It's pipe weed, you know, like tobacco you put in your pipe. But in the 60s, a lot of people who enjoyed their weed a little too much kind of latched on to Tolkien's works and decided that wasn't the sort of weed he was talking about. And so, much like with games that have herb as a medicinal item, they latched on to Lord of the Rings, that series of books, for the same reason. And that's fine. Great. It helped a whole bunch of people rediscover Tolkien's books. And that's a good thing. And Lord of the Rings Online would be completely wrong to have left pipeweed out of the game. But rightly so, Turbine and now Standing Stone Games, who is now developing the game, they made it a side piece. Yes, you can get a hold of pipeweed, and you can smoke your pipeweed and all that. You can collect all different types of pipeweed. There's various different types, and it's good. That's cool. It gives a lot of depth, especially from a role-playing standpoint. But it doesn't give you character bonuses. Doesn't heal you, doesn't do anything. As far as I know, it doesn't even make you stoned. Although if you drink too much alcohol, they have a whole mechanic for what happens if you drink too much alcohol, and it's freaking awesome. I mean, you'll wander around, you have a hard time controlling your character or your mount. Great. The screen wobbles and, you know, gets all washy, and it slowly gets more and more grayed out. You lose colors, and all you're seeing is gray, and it's smeared and wobbling, and that's great. It really is a good effect to show how drunk you are. And then eventually, it goes to a load screen, and your character reappears in some random zone in the world without their pants. Basically, you wake up from a drunken stupor, missing your pants and not knowing where the hell you are or how you got there. That is fucking awesome. That's the best mechanic for somebody getting drunk in an MMORPG ever, hands down. Could they have done that with pipeweed? Sure. But they didn't. Why? Because it isn't a reference to marijuana. It's a reference to tobacco. And tobacco, as far as I know, doesn't make you pass out intoxicated in some weird corner of the world missing your pants. It doesn't really fit. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. My point here is that most games, and I'm going to look at a lot of Japanese role-playing games here, that use these herbs, quote-unquote, for healing and whatnot, they'll deliberately just drop in herb references, knowing that it's just going to catch the attention of the drug subculture, the gamers that enjoy their weed on the side, and oh, that's going to be, you know, that's just going to, you know, make our game that much more popular. Sure, great, and you suck as a human being. You really do. Because while we shouldn't censor our games to conform to prissy pants over there who wants to think of the children and doesn't want to actually do any parenting, we shouldn't do that. But we also shouldn't go to the extreme of putting in drug references just to make this little subculture of druggies happy, so that maybe your game will become a bigger hit because, oh, it's got the drugs in it. Yeah, we totally get that reference, and oh, it totally makes us into that, and yeah, that's just stupid. Okay? It is. It's stupid, and it's manipulative. And I think that's wrong. If your game has a good reason to have drugs and alcohol in it, fine. No problem. And if you could do it in a cool way like Lord of the Rings Online did, even better. I think that's awesome. Especially how they have a drunken race between different taverns. You have to go and do this event and go from tavern to tavern after having a drink, then run to, you know, ride to the next one and ride to the next one. You're getting increasingly drunk as you're going along. That's huge fun, and it's very challenging from a gameplay standpoint because the last couple legs can be really, really difficult. But if you're just doing it just for manipulative means to try and maybe make your game sell a little better, sorry, that's just not acceptable to me. There are better ways you can do it. You don't need to do that. If you don't need to have an herb reference in your game, don't. It's stupid of you to have it. Now, I get it. Video games are for adults. Oh, wait, what? Did I just say that? Yeah. Video games are for adults. They're not for children. Sure, there are some games that are designed specifically for children, but the vast majority of video games are not. And now I know the majority of society is going to say, no. Gamers are those teenagers and maybe frat guys. But after you get out of college, nobody cares about video games. So yeah, they're totally developing for teenagers and college kids, and that's pretty much it. So they're for kids. Now, do you know the average age of a video game player is in the 30s? The average age of an MMO player is like 38. Yeah. The majority of gamers are getting older and older and older, bringing the median age of gamers further and further along. So when Game X is developed, yeah, there may be some thought to, hey, you know, there's going to be kids playing this, but the majority of people buying that game are well over 21. So what's the problem with having a reference to alcohol or drugs in it? When you get right down to it, from an age standpoint, the minority of players are going to be below 21 years old. A minority of players. The majority of players are going to be 21 or above. They're adults. They can handle such references. And if it's appropriate for that game, why shouldn't it be there? I personally think it should. I think if a game is totally built around drinking and shooting up and doing all kinds of stuff, you know, basically your GTA 5, go for it. No worries. I'm okay with that. Now, sure, should it be rated M for mature? Or whatever your equivalent rating is elsewhere in the world? Great. Fine. Because that'll help little prissy pants over here who wants to think of the children, if she were actually to pay attention, look at the box and go, oh, this is rated M. That's not for little Johnny. I shouldn't buy this. Is she going to do that? Well, no, of course not. Johnny's going to go, can I have this? And she's going to say, oh, yeah, sure, whatever. Well, because it'll keep you busy while I'm, you know, drinking all the Merlot. And the person at the counter is going to go, oh, can I see some ID? This is for 16 and above. Okay, yeah, here, whatever. Just, you know, cool. And then she acts shocked when she wakes up with a hangover and little Johnny is sitting there playing some super ultra-violent game that has references to drugs and alcohol in it. Oh, God, it's the game's fault. Seriously? Okay. Have another glass of wine there, prissy pants. Anyway, I digress yet again. Point is, if a game really needs to have references to drugs or alcohol, absolutely, please do. In fact, I support you 100%. Now, should that game be marketed to children? Probably not. I'm going to say, yeah, no. Just like in Oregon, you have to be 21 to buy the weed legally. Yeah, you shouldn't be playing video games that have a heavy focus on drugs and alcohol if you're not 21 years old. Maybe 18. You know, whatever the ratings scale says. But, you know, if you're not an adult, you probably shouldn't be playing that game. Just saying. Much like if there's a television show that has lots of drugs and alcohol, maybe your kid shouldn't be watching that. I say maybe because some kids are different than others. Some kids can handle that better than others. Some kids aren't going to watch Trainspotting, for example, and go, wow, heroin addiction is so cool. Ewan McGregor did it. I can too. Yeah, I think they'd be completely missing the point of that movie. But they're children. They do that. Mayhaps they shouldn't be watching that. Okay, Mom? Dad? Parental guidance suggested? Ring a bell? Thoughts? Yes, no? Anyway, I keep getting off on that tangent, but that really irks me. Really, really irks me when you got parents that don't pay attention. But it also really, really irks me when you've got game developers that are clearly, clearly doing their best to reference drugs or alcohol just to make their game seem edgy. Just to maybe force its rating up a little higher so that maybe they'll get more attention. Because unlike movies, having a higher rating actually doesn't hurt the sales of video games. Now, I get it. If you have a video game that's rated adult, which is like in America the highest rating, that can hurt sales. It can. But it takes a lot to get an adult rating. Mature, you're going to get that a lot. You're going to see that in a lot of these edgier games. Because they all want to be the next Grand Theft Auto. The Secret World. Okay, no, they don't want to be the next Secret World. Nobody wants that sort of failure. But you get what I'm saying. They want to draw in additional eyeballs because, ooh, that one's rated M. Why is it rated M? I need to look and find out. And if it is for drugs and alcohol, maybe you got some dumbasses who are got their hands on a little weed and they're a little stoned out and they go, wow, man, this is so cool. Oh, they reference the weed, 420, man. Yes, I've known people like that. No, I don't hang out with those people anymore. Anyway, like I said, it was a long time ago. Give me a break. Anyway, when you got game companies doing that, they're deliberately doing it just to get more sales. And from a marketing standpoint, it's probably smart. It probably is. But from a moral standpoint, not so much. It's really kind of sickening. Because, yeah, sure, for adults who can make up their own minds, they may look at that and go, huh, mature. Huh. Age of Conan? Okay. Boobies. Okay, cool. I'll get that. Sure. Or, ooh, drug references. Oh, okay. Lots of violence. Okay, cool. Awesome. Because they're adults, and they make up their own minds, and they can live with their own consequences. Awesome. If they suddenly decide, hey, heroin seems like a good idea because they played a video game, well, they probably weren't really an adult anyway, but other than, you know, their legal age, but yeah, I think it probably wouldn't have taken more than watching a movie or something else would have drawn them to that eventually. Okay, it wasn't just the video game. That's just silly. But it's neither here nor there. But if you got video game companies going out and doing that, then you got impressionable children who also see those higher ratings and get their parent to buy them said game, or they buy it online and fake their, you know, get on board their parents' Amazon account and buy it that way so that they can bypass any, you know, are you 18? Sure, I am. Okay. And they buy said game. And it causes them to do something stupid. Then that's wrong. And I know I sound a lot like Miss Prissy Pants over there. But she's got a point. Yes. I said it. She's got a point. While parenting, you know, doing the whole parenting thing is her job. It's not the job of the video game people. they're not making a babysitter, they're making a video game. Well, we all agree on that. Well, except for Prissy Pants over there. Reasonable people agree it's not the video game that's responsible for raising that child and making good decisions for that child and helping them learn. It is irresponsible for video game developers to make a game that is aimed towards children that includes drug and alcohol references. Oh, wait. We never aimed it towards children. Really? You gonna tell me Saints Row was designed for adults? Can you say that with a straight face and tell me that the Saints Row series was designed with adults in mind? Because I don't think anyone with a quarter of a brain could say that. It wasn't, it isn't, and that is clearly manipulative. Clearly manipulating children. Okay? I don't care if the kid's 17, 16, a really mature 15. They're still children. All right? They're impressionable. There's a reason why children have lesser conviction against them. If they get convicted of a crime, they're not put in prison for very long because they're known to make bad decisions. Their brain hasn't fully formed yet. And so when you aim a game with adult themes in it towards children, you are doing something immoral, Mr. Game Developer. You are. Now, I expect this is going to upset a lot of people. They're going to say, oh, you're a prude, Squirmy. Oh, you're just looking to get clicks. No. This site doesn't get clicks. This podcast doesn't get clicks. Nobody cares what I say. But I'm telling you, I have no problems with drugs and alcohol in a game. I don't. I think it's fine, especially when handled appropriately. But when it's done simply to try and draw children into buying your game, Saints Row, looking at you, that is unacceptable to me. It is. Little Miss Prissy Pants has an idea there, running around her soccer mom brain. I know it's probably the only thought besides how soon till I can get home and start drinking all the Merlot again, but fine, whatever. She's got a good point. These guys and girls making these video games need to be more responsible in how they're delivering their content. Yes, we know it's a minority of people who are children who are actually playing these games. But at the same time, maybe retailers need to take a harder look at how they're letting these games get into kids' hands. Maybe Steam needs to do more to try and prevent adult games from getting into the hands of children. That sort of thing. Amazon, all these online retailers need to do more because, in the end, I'm not saying it's going to cause kids to go out and smoke the weed and shoot up the crack and whatever the hell else, but if it does, you're the one who has to live with that. Anyway. I'm Squirmus, and generic catchphrase ending.